At the White River Indie Festival over the weekend, audiences watched the local debut of a documentary that follows a Dartmouth College class working with incarcerated women in Sullivan County, New Hampshire. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis saw the film and has more on the panel discussion that followed.
Every year, a course at Dartmouth pairs its students, some of the country's most privileged young people, with prison inmates to create a community performance showcase. It's Criminal follows the process, watching the two worlds collide, shining a light on local rehabilitation and the justice system. After the film showing, the group of women behind the project, including the filmmaker, some of the formerly incarcerated women, the Dartmouth professors and facilitators, took audience questions. Signe Taylor, the documentary filmmaker who's based in Norwich, says working on the project changed how she viewed the criminal justice system.
I really, really hope that this film changes in legislation, changes in the way people view addiction, changes in the way people view criminality, that maybe we can start moving towards a place in this country where we can actually have equal justice.
The group is now working on getting the film shown to Vermont and New Hampshire lawmakers. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.